Hey everyone, it's Gary Kay. Welcome to my Rants and Raves video cast. I'm excited to be joined with the Director of Marketing for Netgear AV, John Hinkle. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you. And we should, you know, we're going to talk about NAB, and you're in booth SL8913. And we should, you know, acknowledge the fact you have an Emmy behind you. That's not something you go buy on Hollywood Boulevard, right? That's an actual Emmy.
It's a real one. I pick it up. It's, you know, it's hefty. It's not a Zoom thing. Yeah. I mean, that's the fun part for me at NAB. I started in broadcast when I first started in television many moons ago. So coming back, I see lots of good friends. And, you know, I got that with NBC Sports, and I was doing the Salt Lake City and Athens Olympics, and there's some history there. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, NBC does a phenomenal job with the Olympics. They've been a partner with the Olympics since I was a kid, basically. You've had a long time relationship, but now with Netgear, obviously you're the backbone of making everything happen in broadcast. Everything in broadcast going AV over IP. You're a big part of it, both on the pro AV side for, you know, the stuff we do for Infocom and ISE, but also in the broadcast side at NAB. I think a lot of people don't realize that your switches are expandable to everything from highly compressed 1 gig 4K AV over IP to completely uncompressed. And now we're even seeing applications for 4K and 8K in those applications as well.
For sure. You know, that we've been in broadcast, quote unquote, for years with like NDI and AES-67, Dante Audio, all that kind of stuff. But just last year, we started our little dipping our toes into the SMPTE-2110 area, because that required different chipsets, a lot more horsepower inside of switches to make sure we have that boundary clock and transparent clocks and things it needs. So we're now applicable across the board, any kind of AV over IP and broadcast or Pro AV, we got you covered.
Yeah, and you mentioned NDI and AES-67 already. Dante is another piece that of the puzzle that's not just on the Pro AV side and the residential side, but also in the broadcast side now. And then, you know, it's interesting how the Pro AV market, it seems to have adopted the broadcast standard, SMPTE-2110, with IPMX. It seems like that's the overwhelming sort of like, sort of leading the way with sort of emerging standards in Pro AV. When you go to NAB next week or next month, I should say, tell me about what we can expect. I mean, this is you know, a big part of your heritage, but what will you specifically be focusing on?
Well, we always supply our switches around the show floor to other partners. So for us, part of the show is certainly showing off our latest switches, the M4350 line, our really cool Engage software, which lets you configure the switches for broadcast or AV over IP in a snap, which is great. And we conquer a lot of hurdles because of that software that Laurent and the team goes and manages. So you can configure a switch a lot easier, but make sure it's reliable for 2110, which is huge. But also for us, we're going to have like over, I think, 100, about 90 partners at NAB. It's up from about 65 last year. So our partnerships are growing and they're using our switches on their booths. So it's all the players. If I started mentioning them, I'd leave somebody out. But
well, one that should be mentioned is NVIDIA, because they're getting a tremendous amount of, you know, free PR for their AI technology, obviously. And they are kind of leading the chip way. But I think that's interesting because they actually have their own switches and routers, and yet they're a partner of Netgear. I think that shows the power of your brand.
Well, so Gary, that came about from our SMPTE partnership. I'm a director of our local area chapter here up where I live, and somebody from NVIDIA, system engineer, came and did a presentation. We got to talking. He's like, "Oh, Netgear, our customers are asking about Netgear all the time, and I want to get some inside and, you know, work them myself and make sure I know how that they're used." So they're really seeing it from the bottom up, which is great that we're a player.
Well, congratulations on that. So again, you'll be in booth SL8913. I don't even think I need to wish you luck. I mean, you're going to do really, really well.
Can't wait. All of our Pro AV design team is going to be there for any questions or projects or whatever. So just come check us out. It'd be good to see you.
Definitely go check them out. And of course you can go to is it netgearav.com now? Do you have that? Is it netgear.com/AV? I forget which one it is.
Yeah, netgear.com/AV.
Yeah, you could see everything there. That includes the SMPTE-2110 stuff, the 4250 and 4350 switches, and the access points, your Wi-Fi 7 access points also. Everything is on there. John, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for watching. You see all of our NAB coverage at ravepubs.com.